You're listening to episode 74, brought to you by Purple and Simple Contacts. For 10% off your entire order, in addition to this week's free gift with purchase of a mattress, just go to purple.com and use the code LOVELY at checkout. And to get $20 off your lenses from Simple Contacts, just go to simplecontacts.com/lovely20 and enter the code LOVELY20 at checkout. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast for real moms who are seeking Jesus, trying to live their roles well, and working to add a little bit more loveliness to their life, even in just the little moments. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa Monroe from CultivatingTheLovely.com and Bold Turquoise across social media. And today we're bringing you a little bit of a different show. My best friend Rebecca and I, who host the What Ingrid and Fiona Like podcast over in the Patreon group, thought it would be fun to release one of those episodes again. It's been a while since we've done it, and we thought it'd be fun for you guys to be able to hear a little bit of what's happening in the Patreon group. Again, if you want to get these episodes weekly, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. And in this episode, we are truly talking about cultivating the lovely, the little things that we're doing to try to deal with the hard stuff in life right now and make it just a little bit better, because we've both been dealing with a lot of heaviness and kind of difficult things. So we're trying to look on the bright side and find the silver lining. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. And again, if you want to hear more, then go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. We also have an ongoing discussion in our private Facebook group for the Patreon group, where people get to put in their topic ideas, and we've been doing a lot of those lately, going really in depth, and it's been so much fun. So be sure to head over there if you would like to get involved. We also have a lot of other amazing, fun, wonderful things that are going to be released in the Patreon group starting in August, because we're launching the brand new podcast, The Same Page. That podcast will be available on iTunes and Stitcher and all those good places for completely free, but we are also going to be having a membership group within the Patreon community called the Yellow Brick Road Community, and it's going to have all kinds of extra things to really take the Same Page podcast to the next level. It's a podcast meant to be listened to around the breakfast table or in the car on the way to school in the morning with your kids, to get wonderful scripture, poems, Shakespeare, presidential facts, and even classic literature in them in just a few minutes every day. We cannot wait to release this to you all, and it's coming. But if you want in on all the early stuff and all the good behind the scenes stuff, you're going to want to join Patreon. Okay, without further ado, on with What Ingrid and Fiona Like. I'm Ingrid.
I'm Fiona.
And this is What Ingrid and Fiona Like. And as Rebecca and I were trying to get rolling recording here for like the last hour of things not going well, we decided this would be a great topic for this episode, because both of us are facing a lot of these things lately of trying to make the most of situations or life in general when things aren't going exactly the way that we want them to go.
Right? Which is all the time.
Yes. Just very constantly for kind of both of us lately. And so I know I've been making a very concerted effort to try to press into that and make the most of it. I'm not saying I'm doing it perfectly, for sure. But we just wanted to talk about some like different things we're grappling with and ways we're trying to make the most of situations. And a good one was like when we couldn't get Skype to work just now for the past hour. We made good use of our time. I spent a little bit of time on social media, but then I actually was working on recording The Wizard of Oz, which is so exciting to finally be getting it underway for the new podcast. I'm very excited about that. And then Rebecca was messaging me via social media. You guys, if you caught that back when we did it, I don't know, I had fun calling her out and she called me out all about the meal planning thing. And so that's what you were doing, right?
Yes. And it kind of, I think I would have quit if I hadn't had to have just sat here and been by the computer. I probably would have been like, it's too hard, I can't do it, because meal planning is too hard, I can't do it. So, but I stuck with it because I had nowhere else to go. I had to be right here, and I did it. My goal was to pick three meal ideas, and I did it.
You did it.
I'm feeling very proud of myself right about now.
I'm so proud of you. It's just a big moment for
It's
you.
a big moment.
And all I had to do was strap you to your computer for an hour with cookbooks
Right.
in hand.
Three meal ideas in an hour, and I barely
Oh,
made it. It was
that's so
pretty pitiful,
funny.
really.
But you
But I
made the
still feel
most of your time.
bad. I did. I thought I am going to, we have company, a lot of company this week, and I'm just so tired of winging it in the food department. Even though I enjoy it, I'm also tired of it.
Yeah.
And so I am kind of forcing myself to start small.
Yeah.
So kind of like exercise, just one good habit. And I thought if I could just do three meals out of all the days and all the meals, just three,
Yeah.
surely I can do that. And like I said, it was an hour, but I did it.
Yeah. And that was this last weekend to try to help me get ready for this week. I prepped a bunch of food in advance to try to
Yes.
make the most of my time this week. Now, it's a different story whether I'm actually eating that food. But
That's a whole nother thing. Just
yes.
we'll see if I actually cook these meals. Like that,
Yes.
we'll
Check
see.
in with us later.
Right. But
We'll let you know how it
obviously,
worked
the
out.
ingredients are things I could figure out how to use them in other ways if for some
Yes.
reason I don't make these meals. So they're not
Yes.
just bizarre, strange things. It's all
There
normal
you go.
things.
That's good. It's good to have those meals that when you're introducing them in that aren't like totally outlandish, like, oh, we're
Right.
going in a completely different direction, everybody. But stuff, yeah, you know that you can repurpose or rework if
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not going to work out for sure. So, another thing, another way, especially lately, I mean, in general, lately, I've been so sick. I have my low points, like, for darn sure. But I've been so sick of just being in that, like, oh my gosh, this is so hard
Yeah.
state that I've been trying to press more in to the goofy and the happy, especially if that involves embarrassing my children, which is rather fun. And so Emerson broke her arm. And so that right from the get-go was less than ideal.
On top of a very bad weekend.
A very bad week,
Week,
really. Like
yes,
really
yeah.
pretty bad week. And just getting home from seeing you and being on like the low side of, oh, I left my person in Arkansas and I'm back in this miserable existence of trying to get through this divorce and everything. And then just like thing after thing kept happening, and then she breaks her arm. And it was just like, come on. But right from the get-go, I knew, okay, like we are smack dab in the middle of summer. This is going to totally affect a lot of plans we have. We have to change what she's doing for her birthday party. We have to, you know, like everything. And so I knew I had to be the upbeat one. So before we even got to the minor emergency clinic, I was already going like, Emmy, I think that sucker's probably broken, but it doesn't matter. You are going to have the most fabulous cast that ever was a cast. Like, we are going to go buy puff paint and jewels and whatever you see that delights your little heart that you want to glue on that thing. We are going to make it amazing. And so,
It's amazing. I have to, like, I've never seen such a cast. It's
well, we had fun
incredible.
with it. I looked up henna tattoos
I was going
on,
to say it looks like an Indian design or something.
yeah, because I knew I wanted to do like maybe something paisley or something like that because you can't just cover it all the way with paint because it's supposed to be breathable. So I figured, well, if we did the puff paint, then we could put a design on it with just lines and that would work. And so the one downside was it took forever to dry. So it's a good thing she's pretty patient and could sit there. If it had been one of my boys, that would have not gone well. But I even had her sit outside for a while and it was pretty warm, so it dried it out pretty quickly. But we went and so we she got it she broke the arm on Saturday. She was in a splint for 2 days. Monday morning, it was like she was geared up. She knew she was going to get her cast that day. She was going to pick what color she wanted. And then we were going to go to Hobby Lobby and she could just pick out whatever. And she picked glow in the dark paint and all these things. She wanted a turquoise cast, but they didn't have it. Although the hospital is now going to invest in turquoise casting material because they all agreed that turquoise would have been a fabulous color.
That's
So
hilarious. I
yeah,
love
I was like, look at you.
that.
And she was just, she, I just have to brag on her for a minute because she did amazing. They actually kind of had to reset one of the bones in her arm a little bit. Like they had to put some pressure on her arm while they were putting the cast on. And the little gal comes in to try to distract her during it, I'm sure, which is just protocol. And she
Right.
came in, she was like, "Would you like to play with the iPad while they do your cast?" And she just sat there and said, "No, thank you." And she was like, "Well, do you want like a toy or something?" She said, "No, thank you." And they were like, "Are you in pain?" "No, I'm okay. I'm okay." And they were like, "Oh my gosh. Like this does not happen. We do not see kids do this." And she just sat there and let them do their thing. I think she just knew, like, I am going to go bedazzle this thing. And so they actually did put glitter right on it. She got pink and they stuck glitter to it. And then we went and we did all the things, and she was so excited. I pulled up all the different Google images of henna art and said, just like pick your fancy, whichever one you want. And we had so much fun just getting to sit there and decorate up her cast. And I really feel like we made the most of it. Like she's bummed out to not be able to do all the water stuff this summer that we would have liked
Right.
to. But she's also, especially if you know Emerson, she's really enjoying the attention
Oh, I can imagine.
that the cast is attracting. And so she's, you know, we're rolling with it. It's kind of like that has to just be our motto with at this point, like just roll with it.
Well,
So
she, I will say, every little video or every Marco Polo I've seen, she has the biggest smile on her face through this whole thing. So
she's
you're
been
doing
pretty
something
amazing.
right with all of it because she's just grinning every time.
Well, I also really embarrassed her, which was so silly. You probably have seen this on Instagram too, but we've had a few doctor's appointments. We've had 3 doctor's appointments in the last 4 days, which is not normal for us. And every time when it's just us in the room, like we're waiting for people to come in, I start singing something random, either a song I've made up. Like the day she had her cast put on, it was like, "We are getting the cast put on." Like all this random stuff. She's like, "Oh my gosh, mom, somebody's gonna walk in. They're gonna hear you. You have to stop." And I just keep bugging her, and she loves it. And these are, I'm making memories. My children will
Oh, yes.
remember when we were waiting in doctor's offices that we
Yes.
would always cut it close, that maybe someone would walk in while mom was making a fool of herself. So it's
I
worth
love it
it.
though. I love it.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
I have fun with them.
So Jenna Fisher, I think her last name is Fisher. She's
Yeah.
the she plays
Pam.
Pam, yeah, on
From
The
The
Office.
Office.
Yes, she. I follow her on Instagram. I love following her. She's just very. She reminds me so much of my good friend Anna Green, and just the way she looks and the way she talks and the way she just delivers her words. It's so much like her. But she's very, very relatable, which I love. Oh, I think we've talked about it before because I just
Yeah.
that brought up a memory. Yeah. So she realized this week, she said, I've had a revelation. She said there was something that was bugging her and had been bugging her forever. And then she finally fixed it. And she said it took like 5 minutes to fix whatever it was. I can't remember now. And she said, I've realized we should just fix the small problems because they just make our day easier and they make everything go better. And she's like, I'm just going to find one small problem every day and fix it. And she, so the next day, her thing was, our ice has been frozen into one solid clump for like weeks or something. I am going to empty the ice out, you know? And she's like, I'm just going to make the best of this and I'm going to make the, turn that one thing around so my day is that much better. And so she just had tiny little things like that throughout the week. And today's, she said she was going to order her favorite shampoo and conditioner that she ran out of forever ago, and she keeps meaning to order it, that kind of
Yeah.
thing. But it reminded, so thinking of just like making the best of things or doing something to make whatever situation better, it kind of reminded me of her thing right now that she's like,
Yeah.
just take a tiny little thing and make it better, and it helps your whole day be better because you
Yeah.
did that one little thing. And I was like, that's a very good philosophy. Like maybe everything else is falling apart, but you have ice in your fridge that you can
Yes.
eat, like the one little thing.
She is cultivating the lovely.
She is. That's exactly what I thought. I should have tagged one. Like, I should have done some kind of thing and tagged the two of you or something. Look at her cultivating loveliness in her life.
That's
But
so
she
funny.
also, like, she was trying to motivate herself to exercise, and she hates exercising. And one day she did it, and there was a delivery. And so she wouldn't let herself open the package because she had no idea what it was. She didn't order anything until she exercised. And then the next day, right when she was going to start exercising, there was a delivery,
Oh,
and she
that's funny.
didn't. And so she became a thing. She's like, I've started ordering myself things just exercise. She's like, because I can't open the package until I exercise. But it's just very cute. Like, so many things you can do to turn your situation around. And
Yeah.
you hate exercising, so give yourself a tiny fun motivation. Or I don't know. It was
Yeah.
just really, her whole thing has fallen in line with this thought process lately.
Yeah, I like it. It
Yeah,
falls
pretty
in
fun.
line with my thought process.
Yes.
I like it. Hey, ladies, sleep and rest have been a big topic of conversation for CTL lovelies lately. Because I know that when I've spent a night on a mattress that's just too soft, it doesn't really give you any support, my body aches when I get up. And when I am achy and annoyed and I haven't had a good night's sleep, I am not the best mom to my kids that I could be. It affects my attitude and just my ability to be happy and productive. We need good night's sleep. It's just part of the way that we were made. Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. The founders of Purple are two brothers who've been developing cushioning technology for medical beds and wheelchairs, the perfect people to be developing a mattress. In 2016, they finally decided to use their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. The Purple mattress will probably feel different than other mattresses that you've tried because it's actually made by a rocket scientist. And it's not like the memory foam that you're used to. The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It kind of ends up giving you that zero gravity kind of feeling for any sleeping position. You can get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, and free in-home setup and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get 10% off your entire order in addition to this week's free gift with the purchase of a mattress. Just go to purple.com and use my promo code LOVELY at checkout. That's purple.com code LOVELY. The only way to get 10% off plus your free gift is to use my code LOVELY at checkout. Purple.com code LOVELY. I think another thing for me is like really kind of getting back to being like this. I mean, it's not like I'm just like chippy, chipper and happy all the time and, dee dee dee. That's not me. But it does feel like I'm more like being truly myself when I can just be goofy with my kids or do things to be a little bit more lighthearted or whatever, like have those little moments. And it's given me, to a certain extent, worth again, because I realize like, oh, this is something I can offer to my kids. This is something that is valuable to them when they can't find it on their own.
Right.
And so that for me has been a big deal, because for so long I've kind of felt like, well, I don't have anything to offer people. And so that again has felt like, hey, I have that part of me that's kind of okay.
It's hard to, or it's easy to lose that side of you too.
Yeah.
Just from life in general.
Yeah.
I used to be so much peppier in college.
Yeah.
And now it's just sort of like business, that, we
Yeah.
need to clean the house, we need to do laundry. And I laugh at this and that, but I haven't cultivated or even kept any of that just goofiness that I used to have. And so you and I were kind of talking about that before we started recording, trying to bring that back, a little bit
Yeah.
more fun, a little bit more lightheartedness, it just for those around me, but also myself, I think just kind of makes you in a better mood.
Yeah. Yeah, and kind of even forcing myself to do it. Like on the 4th of July, We live in this downtown neighborhood. There was a band right across the street playing all this music that was pretty fun. They weren't like the best band ever, but it was fun songs that they picked. There were a couple times where it was like all I could do to not just go take the microphone and be like, I'll take it from here. But
You
I
go have
did
her
it.
best.
Yeah.
Let me help you out.
It was a rough night with one of my kids who it's we just we have a rough time, and he, is working through some things and stuff, and it had been hard. But earlier, like days before, we had known there was going to be a band there, and he had said, "Mom, are we going to dance?" Because he knew that I had gone to that wedding with Roman and that we had danced together. I was like, "You bet, buddy, we're going to dance." But then we went through this whole evening of like horribleness, and I'm like, I have nothing left. I definitely am not going to dance. And out of the blue, even though we'd had a rough time together, he came up to me and he was like, "So, Mom, are you going to dance with me?" And I was
Oh.
like, "Yes, I really don't want to because I'm not your biggest fan right now." I didn't say that, but I was like, "Yes, I will dance with you." And so we got out there on the front lawn and I danced with him, and it made me like him a little bit more than I had for most of the evening. So it's like sometimes, even when you just don't want to do it, it's kind of like one of those adulting things. Like I had to put my own thing away and be like, "Yes, I will dance with you."
Yep. That's really sweet, though. That's a
Yes.
sweet story.
It was sweet that he wanted to
That
at
he
that
wanted
point.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Aw.
yeah. We're getting through. That's when I really have to press into the lovely.
Right.
But we both actually have a big transition coming
Oh,
up
yeah.
that we are having to find the lovely in because it wouldn't have been what either of us had just chosen first and foremost, and that's putting our kids into school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I've struggled with a little bit more trying to be, what are the positives? What are the positives? And I have
Yeah.
found some.
Well, and
So,
I've had more time with it than you have.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, mine was a very fast decision. The school here is starting early. They're doing a year-round school. They call it year-round. It's really just 2 weeks extra in the summer and 2 weeks extra in the spring, so it's not really year-round. And you do get a nice amount of breaks,
Yeah.
which is one of the positives, looking on that. Well, at least if they're going, we have some big chunks of time where they'll be at home. And my oldest is still going to the homeschool co-op,
Yeah.
and so there's a bright spot. I'm still a homeschooler.
Yeah.
Right now, I just really enjoy it, and I don't mean it's always wonderful. And I have not, I just in case someone is in the years that are really hard, I have not always enjoyed it like
Yeah.
I do, like I did last year and expected to do this year. And I
Yeah.
probably will not always enjoy it in the future when we hit some rough patches that are most likely ahead of us
Yeah.
hormonally and things.
Yeah.
But I was really, really looking to this for year, looking forward to this year. And I just some stuff with Jason and his health and his business, I have to devote large chunks of my day to his business.
Yeah.
So it would the we just had to make the decision to put the younger three in school for the year. Hopefully, I mean our intent is just for the year. But I've
Yeah.
had to find the bright spots and think, okay, how are we going to make this fun and exciting? Because I'm not excited about it. I'm really bummed about it, and
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to homeschooling it again this year. And but it's not the end of the world, and it's not forever. That's kind of been my motto,
Yeah.
or motto, but like the way I've always coped with things is I always know, okay, there's an end. And even if it's way
Yeah.
out, I just focus on the end. And that's like when I used to get in trouble all the time, I would think, okay, well, in a week, I won't be in trouble or whatever,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
so it's kind of like that. Well, I start preparing the next year after Christmas.
Yeah.
So after Christmas, it'll already feel like we're almost back to homeschooling because I'll be
Yeah.
thinking I did next year and looking, at our,
Yeah.
getting our masks and all this kind of stuff. So that just thinking about it like that kind of, and trying to find we today, I bought Nora back to school shoes, and I'm not one who believes you have to go buy a bunch of new clothes just because you're
Yeah.
going back to school. We have perfectly good clothes. And since we don't go to public school, nobody's ever
Yeah,
seen them. Like,
exactly.
if they are all now, Nora's a little rough on clothes. So she may need a few t-shirts or something that look more clean. But that was just kind of a fun little thing. Like, we're going to make this kind of neat, and we're going to get you some back to school shoes that you can wear the first day of school.
Yeah,
You know,
that's a good idea.
so and we'll do that with the other two girls too. But
Yeah.
just trying to find little ways to make it, I can clean my house and it will stay clean until
Yeah. Yes.
which is not that big a deal, but that is
Yeah.
a nice plus,
Yeah.
like I'm gonna enjoy that while it lasts because
Yeah.
and it'll be kind of quiet. And
Yeah.
I actually love the bustle of the family,
Yeah.
but sometimes I do just want everyone to hush for a minute.
Yes.
I'm not someone that needs quiet all the time, so it's not like I'm constantly needing them to hush. But I don't mind it, I have discovered, when I've
Yeah.
had those moments. And so I'm just going to enjoy that aspect while they're
Yeah.
gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, ladies, I want to tell you about a new time-saving trick. We all need those, right? It's what my mom has actually been using lately to renew her contact lens prescription. In fact, she did it from her office the other day in less than 5 minutes using an awesome new app called Simple Contacts. Anyone who wears contact lenses needs to know about it. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes through an online vision test. It's designed by doctors and every test is reviewed by a doctor. So they're literally bringing the doctor's office to your home or your office or wherever, like they did for my mom. She loved how simple the process truly was. They were great at communicating with her every step of the way of where they were in the process and what was going to get done next. She felt like they really addressed her questions and her needs and got it done so quickly, and they were on their way. It was a brilliant way for her to be able to have one less thing she was trying to get done during the day. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. The vision test is only $20 and shipping is free. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order with promo code LOVELY20. Try it yourself and save $20 on your lenses by going to simplecontacts.com/lovely20 or entering the code LOVELY20 at checkout. I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You still need those occasionally, but it is the most convenient way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision hasn't changed. Again, get $20 off at simplecontacts.com/lovely20 or just enter code LOVELY20 at checkout. Save time, save money, and save yourself a headache with Simple Contacts. And I think for me, like there isn't an end. Like this is a full life
Right.
transition and was not, entirely my choice. It was largely
Right.
imposed upon me. But I have had to say, okay, what is the good that can come out of this? And one of those things is like you. Like I really do need more time to be able to provide for my family. I'm not receiving child support. I am racking up legal bills. I'm still living with my parents. All
Right.
these things where I'm like, okay, if he's not going to pony up and help out, I've got to step up my game. I've got to be
Yeah.
able to provide for us all on my own. And then if he decides to start paying, then it can just go into college funds for my kids or whatever. But I have got to get to a point where we're self-sufficient. And so I've had to look at that and be like, okay, that is a positive of me being able to have the older three go to school, and Ellie will be going 2 mornings a week to preschool. And so I've had to look at that as a positive. I mean, it's been a big transition in my mind just because so much of my identity was being a homeschooler and now it's not going to be. But I think for us, especially having more time to kind of grapple with it, has been helpful. My boys are doing like a morning summer school kind of program this summer, which is also, as much as I was like, oh, our whole summer we're driving every day to do this program and the whole deal, it's actually, having been homeschoolers forever, it's kind of a good time to transition into
Yeah.
doing the school thing and what that's going to look like for us and not have it be all day, but it's kind of like a slow burn into the full thing, which I kind of think isn't such a bad thing after all. And
Yeah.
I'm actually I mean, I'm trying to really assess the ways that I can then not be as spread thin because I can be better at segmenting my time so that when my kids are home, I can really truly focus on them, which I feel like hasn't been able to be the case because I've got things going in so many different directions and I'm trying to provide for us and I'm trying to, do all this stuff that now I feel like I can more say, okay, these are my work hours, these are my kid hours, and it even inspired the new podcast that we're starting. The Same Page podcast that starts on August 27th was all born out of I want to be able to connect with my kids. I need to create some sort of resource so that I can still be pouring those things into them, the scripture and the poetry and the Shakespeare and the classic novels. Like, I need to make that workable into our day in a way that can actually happen. And for me, that was recording it. And then by recording it, well, why don't I offer it to other people? Maybe they would like it too. And so it's really born this whole other thing of hopefully being able to still connect with my kids in this really great way. And so
Yeah.
I'm excited that it has had things spring out of it, this transition that are hopefully going to be really wonderful things for our family and memories that my kids will look back on listening to those podcasts, which they're actually on and they're the cutest thing ever. And I know that probably just the novelty of getting to listen to themselves every day will be something that they'll be like, yes, let's listen to the podcast again. So I'm looking forward to having those kind of curated, purposeful moments that we're creating. And
Yeah.
hopefully will last and like become part of our family culture.
And that's what they'll look back and connect to and remember. I mean, they'll
Yeah.
remember going to school, but the sweet memories will be those,
Yeah.
like all of that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. And for my kids, it's also, they're having so much fun doing the recording,
Right.
which they were leery about it at first, and now they're so ridiculously on board that I'm like, no, I don't have anything else for you to record today. Like, are you sure, Mom? Especially Emerson. I actually had her record one little poem, and she's like, that was all. That was only
Nah.
like 8 lines. I think I need something else to do. Like, oh my
Oh,
goodness, you're such a ham. But we're getting like the cutest outtakes and stuff to be putting on the show. I'm so excited to put the outtakes on because they're hilarious. Oh my
that's
goodness. So
pretty
funny.
fun. I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have the first episode like really kind of honed in this week to start getting it out to a few people to listen to hopefully be getting some buzz generated about it. But I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm really excited. So,
Yep. My
yeah.
kids will love it.
Yes. And they'll get to like get to know my kids, which will
I
be fun.
know, I know. They'll be like, now
Yeah.
which one is this again? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
They'll be able to hear Roman as Romeo, which should help in my marrying him off to one of
Right.
your daughters.
Right.
Oh, it's the little things. See, you got to make the
It is.
most of
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, those are some ways that we both are just trying to take what life has handed us currently
Yep.
and make the best of it and try to just foster some joy in the process because life can drag you down. Yep. And this is another thing, and you may have noticed while I was there, for some reason, I don't know, in the last few months, maybe it's my newfound freedom or whatever, but I end up, if something reminds me of a song, I just start singing it. So, like what I just said, of course, I'm thinking, I get knocked down, but I get up
Oh, yeah,
again.
I forgot about that song.
Oh,
It's
yes.
Hub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Totally.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Yep.
How funny.
It just reminds me. I did it to your daughters quite a few times while I was there. So they
Sure.
got to experience it. All right. Well, it was a good chat. We'll be back
Yep.
next week with something else to talk about.
Yep.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, ladies, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode of Cultivating the Lovely, which was also an episode of What Ingrid and Fiona Like. Remember, if you would like to hear those episodes weekly, you can become a Patreon member by going to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Also, there are certain levels we have in the Patreon membership that also make you not only a CTL member and patron, but also a Yellow Brick Road member. We are calling those ladies Dorothy's. So you get two for the price of one, and there's going to be so much in there that I think you guys are going to be really excited about. So head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to find out all the details. Again, thank you for leaving those ratings and reviews in iTunes, especially during the summer when not as many people are plugging those podcasts into their car because we usually have less driving time as we're not taking kids to school and that sort of thing. So thank you to all of you who are continuing to support and promote the podcast throughout the summer months. We so appreciate it. Also, for those of you who are getting down to the wire with your homeschool planning, don't forget to check out the Lovely Homeschool Course at thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com, where you can get everything you need to plan your year from start to finish, help you figure out your motto for the year, what philosophy works best for you, and all of the planning forms included that you can do right on your computer and print out and put into your favorite planner. It's a pretty amazing course, if I do say so myself, and the reviews from ladies who've taken it are rave. So be sure to head over to thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com and get in on it today. All right, ladies, we hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, go be bold and gracious.